broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
It's a big intro here, guys.
Yep.
And Big Rossi.
I mean, I'm not at that level.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Bebe Rexha.
Bassem Youssef.
This is actually my home version radio.
And the biggest hits. The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. 6:03. Where you want to be, except with us right now. Thanks for hanging out with us. You're good. Good morning, Pretty.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hi.
Morning, Nala.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Had a nice cup of coffee. I drank it too quickly, so now I've got none for the first hour. Usually in the first hour, I try to save
some. Already.
Yeah, I had a... What do you want me to do?
How long does it take you to make it in the morning?
60 seconds.
Is that a loud machine? Oh, that's good.
So what I do is I've got one of those capsules. So I put the capsule in. I hit lungo, which gives me a little bit more of a hit of a coffee.
Yeah.
Lungo, I hit that, and then I hit it again. So it's giving me more of just like water,
right,
but a little bit of coffee. Yeah. Then because of Brianna, my wife, she got me onto this stupid American creamer, which is so good, vanilla flavor.
Oh, lovely.
So it's vanilla creamer. So it's like a milk, but with vanilla. And I put just a little dash of it in.
Yeah.
I give it a good little mix.
Yep.
And it's good. But this creamer, you know how much it costs?
It's
52 dirhams for a bottle, like 500 mils.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have brought some for you.
No, it needs to be refrigerated.
In the flight, it's fine.
Getting you to bring... Yeah, in the States, it's like, I don't know, 14 dirham. And here, because I'm an addict to it right now, it's 52 dirhams.
Oh my gosh, that's expensive.
But it sells out. Everyone's on it because I always go and it's always sold. There's like 25 bottles and they go within a day.
Can I ask a question? I was looking at your Insta stories just then. Your house is going down the minimalistic route, right? It looks really nice.
Well, it's cost me a lot to be minimalistic.
I know, that's ironic, isn't it? But where do you make the coffee? Because it looks so minimalistic. Do you make it in that kitchen central area? Is that the kitchen?
Well, you know what? Thanks for having a look into my social media. What a great question.
Look, because it's so minimalistic. Like,
tell him, Pretty.
He has a little thing that they put. It's like all, a coffee cabinet.
It's all hidden behind the cupboards.
So you
you open up the cupboard and then it's got a drawer. You pull the drawer. Your whole drawer comes
out. It's got all
out.
The appliances in there.
But it always looks like so nice. Like, when Cruz is going to start walking around and...
He can't touch anything because it's all hidden away.
Like, where is he? Where are you going to put all his toys and all of that?
He's got a little toy corner, yeah. He's got a little bucket there with all toys already coming ahead.
It's, like, so tidy all the time.
It's like, yeah, it'll remain tidy. He's got his own room, though. What's wrong? What do you want me to have, a messy house?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
I bought another table yesterday, and I have to make sure, like... Because we got it without...
Was it an occasional table?
What's an occasional table?
It's like a table that you can put anywhere.
No, it's a...
Is that what it's called?
Got no idea.
It's an occasional table sometimes.
The Brits have names for different things.
I don't know what it means.
No, I bought... But I had to make sure we were going to get one with a corner on it. And then we're like, nope, we can't. Because little Cruzy's going to start walking around soon.
And then, boom!
So we had to get it like a curved table, you know?
Oh, yeah, you need those things on the corners as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when he starts walking, he's going to start falling over.
All right. Well, listen, that's the boring part of the show. We've got that out of the way,
really,
which is
though?
Good. Yeah, that was boring.
I feel like there's spots throughout the show.
No, it's boring. You can come in. Yeah, come in. I've got the engineers coming in. Yeah, the AC's just, it's muggy in here. I'm not sure why. Have you guys felt that the AC's muggy?
Yesterday, not so much today.
Really? I felt it a little bit muggy today. Pretty's looking like, she should be on the Abercrombie & Fringe cover.
What?
Abercrombie? Abercrombie.
Abercrombie.
What's the other brand? It's like Abercrombie.
Hollister.
Yes. How did you know?
Because those were the go-to in my day.
She looks like she should be like in a magazine. She's wearing like this sweater that like just is so Hollister or Abercrombie and French.
Mm.
I can't say it. I walked past Hollister the other day in the Mall of Emirates. It was the whole store was closed. Why? Do we know?
No, it's not closed. Is it because it looks dark?
No, it was closed.
It was like closed?
It was closed, yeah.
Is that the one with the massive screen?
Yeah.
Maybe they're refurbs.
I love Hollister. I think they do a good job, but I don't like that screen. I wouldn't want that screen as my storefront.
Why?
I don't find it inviting. I'd like to see what's in the store.
Nah.
Everyone stops and
Hollister,
looks.
This has been the way the store has been.
What?
Forever. That's how all the Hollister stores are.
Oh, they've always covered.
They're always like darker, dimly lit, and like that's the vibe.
Yeah, I think they'll change that.
Chris, it's been like that for like 25
years.
They're
going to change it. Because you walk by, you're right, everyone stops at the Mall of Emirates, looks at the screen, takes photos with the screens, and never goes into the store.
Really?
Well, I mean,
some people go in the store.
But like not a lot. I believe if you were to knock that all down, have a beautiful open face so you can see how, it's a large store there.
Mm.
It's more inviting to walk into, you know? It's like this show. Like we want to invite you.
The lights are off in our studio.
Yeah, we need
right
the lights on. Massive show. More cars to give away. I don't even know how many they're giving us today, but we've got more cars to give away today. You don't want to miss it, all right? You don't want to miss it. And I've actually got another little announcement that goes along with it.
Oh, gosh. Well,
yeah, more announcements, okay? We've got trips to Amsterdam that will start to give away as well. We got gossip with Pretty Malik. Hi.
Doja Cat is panicking about her ex account. I'll explain
and
why.
It looks like she could be transitioning into a dog.
Oh, really?
Yes, like Doja Cat. She's identifying more as a dog.
Oh, well done.
That's what I got told. Don't shoot the messenger. Okay, I'm only reading. I've only got something here that I'm reading right now. And finally, well, right now, we want to get you winning with Asta Pharmacy.
Yes.
All right, if you want that 750 dirham hamper and going in the running to win 5,000 dirhams cash, call me right now, 04-871-5544. Rossi, Pretty's been trying to get your attention for about 90 seconds now.
Sorry.
Like, you are the worst. Yep. You have no peripheral view at all.
Nothing.
At all.
She's waving her hand. She's shaking her leg in the air, and you're just like head you're down. Just...
I missed that.
Yeah.
Go on. What's up?
I'll tell you now after.
All right. We'll play a song. Pretty's going to tell Rossi something. I'm going to complain. Like the conversation that you were having is sexist. I just want to let you guys know. If Rossi and I were having that conversation,
oh, no.
It'd be atrocious.
She talked about women as well.
No, we don't. Rossi and I don't talk about women.
We share photos.
What's that?
Yeah, but like privately.
No, you don't. You do it in front of
like
them.
Like, we find it offensive that you're like making us men just feel like objects.
Well, yeah.
You know, I spoke
you
about women
said,
as well.
No. You just said that.
Prit, what did I say?
Said women.
And I said, literally mashallah, said, and knocked on wood.
You said you went into Hollister as a kid when you were younger.
As a teenager
to go look at all the guys because they're hot and they've got abs.
Yeah, and then what did I say?
That's all I heard.
Yeah, and then I said.
You've heard it out of context then, haven't you?
That's all I heard, okay.
And that's what trolls do.
Yes.
They don't hear the full story and they go at you.
Yes.
I'm not a troll.
Because then I continued the conversation and saying, and the woman, oh my goodness, mashallah, knock on wood.
What I am is not a troll, but it sounds like it. I'm a role model.
just go get over yourself.
You just got a message from someone?
Yes. Said that
Hollister is closed because of the floods.
Yes.
There we go. So we hope that they rebuild quickly because they're a good store.
Yeah,
they're
yeah. Store. And they have got F1 merch in it.
It's ironic. They do actually. I sent you a photo of that, yeah.
You don't need to say what you're gonna say. You're gonna just say what your friend said.
No, it's Williams Merchandise in there, is it? Is that the place? Yeah, yeah, it's good.
That's
all right, there we go. My kids. We've got Lena on with us. Hi, Lena.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, superstar. What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm a teacher. I teach French.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
bonjour.
Great. Yeah, bonjour. Bonjour.
Je m'appelle
bonjour,
Lala.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Oh, ça va bien, merci. Ça va bien, merci.
Rossi, say it. Yeah.
Je voudrais un croissant chocolat, s'il vous plaît.
There's
j'ai fini mon petit déjeuner.
Où est la bibliothèque?
Bibliothèque?
Ignore him. Ignore him. Oui. If you ignore him, he goes away after a while.
It's true.
You're going to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. But first, Lena, congratulations.
Yeah.
750 dirhams. You have just won a beautiful hamper to Asta Pharmacy. Congratulations.
Oh, merci.
You're welcome. We're giving you a chance all this week to win with Asta Pharmacy. Someone tomorrow wins 5,000 dirhams cash as well, if you've been in there running for this, right?
And they also have Asta Pharmacy's Dream and Redeem, which is your chance to win 25,000 dirhams in store if you shop for 200 dirhams. So make sure you check them out. You can get delivery as well at 800-700-600. That is their WhatsApp number.
Asta Pharmacy, always fantastic. All right, Lena, you're going to help us choose the next song. Nala, what song do you want Lena to choose?
Bonjour, Lena. Je m'appelle Nala. Choose my song. Let me love you. Je t'aime.
Thank you. Pretty, what would you like?
Lena, this song is pure nostalgia. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles.
Make my way downtown.
Walking fast.
Faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead. Just making my way.
Making my way
through
the crowd.
Rossi, what would you like?
I want to hear a bit of Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac.
All right. And thank you, Rossi. Now, Lena, bonjour, ma belle. Je suis mon, fils. Je te donnerai de l'argent.
How's what? Google? That's all Google.
Do you know what I said?
Oui, oui, j'ai compris. J'ai compris.
Okay, here's my song. Billie Jean, of course, Michael Jackson. How could you go wrong? Which song would you like?
I would like to choose Chris, Michael Jackson song.
Yes!
Lena, I said je t'aime! Yes. I don't use that for everyone.
Yes!
Oh, next time.
That's amazing.
Lena, I'm so sad.
Well, listen, you have just got the 750 dirham hamper. You're in the running to win the 5,000 dirhams cash. So congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
All right, cool. All right, and you got a one in five chance of winning the 5,000 dirhams tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. So good luck. All right. Yes. You take care, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a point. Here's Billie Jean, the one and only Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, 621. We are live on Virgin Radio 104.4. What's the point update when it comes to our scores?
Big Rossi on 4, Nala on 5. I'm on 8, Chris on 12.
Okay. All right. All right.
Come on, pretty.
But what do you... You see, they gang up on me, guys. They really, truly gang up on me. They don't want me to win. And it's sad.
Because you're not a nice winner.
But I'm not a nice winner. I'm always so like, yes, great, thank you.
No, you're not. You
I'm
don't
grateful.
Talk. You just play the song and move on when someone else wins.
Like, I never get to celebrate.
But I'm a winner when I win.
Okay, then not a nice loser.
I'm a great winner.
Not a nice loser.
Depends on how I lose. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Get on and try to win some cash at the same time. SZA, her latest single coming up next. We're on for a Thursday morning. I can't believe it's Thursday, which is great. Gossip coming up next, Pretty Malik.
Sophie Turner breaks her silence on her messy divorce from Joe Jonas. She's never said anything in all these months.
Do you care about that, Russ?
No, not really.
Neither do I.
But I do.
Nala does, and that's okay.
Okay, wait, let's go through headlines. Okay. Doja Cat, panicking about X. You care about that?
I'd like to know that.
Panicking about X.
Well, I can't call it Twitter, yeah.
Right.
Hailey Bieber, pregnancy cravings. Do we care about that?
I mean, it's going to be cute. We could do a story.
It's cute.
We could do a topic off it.
You guys can try it.
Cameron Diaz, she's finally making... No, she's making a comeback. That's
okay,
exciting.
Great. I thought you were going to say like she's dying or something.
No.
Cameron Diaz.
She just had a baby.
Yeah, I like Cameron Diaz.
She's still with Benji Madden.
She had a baby. I mean, not blue.
Yeah, she's still with Benji Madden.
Yes.
That's good.
All right, we've got all the gossip coming up next. Hang out.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Pretty, all the goss, what have you got?
Sophie Turner has opened up to British Vogue about her divorce from Joe Jonas. And there were so many rumors when they split up. One of them being that she would rather be partying than be a mom. Remember there were all those rumors going on that she didn't really want to be
weird.
A mom.
Is that true?
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, on the show, we were like, oh, she was a young mom, we don't know. Mm. Well, she said, those were the worst days of my life because all I have in my life is mom guilt. Am I being a good enough mom? And then I read these headlines while I'm on a movie set and I can't leave. And it was horrible to see.
Wow.
Now, the divorce proceedings were so much so in the public eye. She said there were times that I would turn to my lawyer and said, I cannot do this anymore. I literally cannot do this anymore because there were so many horrible stories about her. And she went on to say that Taylor Swift is actually someone that she really leaned on during the whole process.
Oh, they're friends. That's right.
Yeah. So she said, quote, Taylor was an absolute hero to me this year. I've never been more grateful to anyone than I am for her because she took my children and me and provided us with a home and a safe space. They were living in Taylor's apartment.
Good on Taylor
during
Swift.
All of that. So she said, at the end of the day, Joe is a great father to the girls and we just want to move forward.
But he's a bad husband.
But a bad husband.
Oh,
I guess.
That's sad.
I don't know what happened there, but something went wrong.
We still don't know why they broke up.
No idea. No. Right. There's speculation, but let's leave it at that.
Cheating a bit.
There was some speculation about that, about a ring door conversation.
Yes, yes.
A ring doorbell conversation that was overheard.
Yeah, everything's recorded these days. You got to watch out. I was even in the baby's room the other last night. I forgot that we've got the camera in there.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out. Like I got to watch out what I say because you can hear it. Everyone's got it on their phones.
Throughout the house.
The tablet.
What would you be saying?
Can't talk about my wife anymore. I talk about, you know.
It's a cruise.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what your mum did to me last night? Yeah.
Okay, Cameron Diaz's first movie in 10 years is debuting this fall. We've been hearing a lot about this movie.
Something about Harry?
No.
That's a good name, though, isn't it?
It's funny.
I came up with
that. Okay, so she co-stars alongside Jamie Foxx. This is the movie that Jamie Foxx was filming, and then it all went wrong. It's called Back in Action. It's got a release date November 15th on Netflix. So basically, they're retired CIA agents.
Okay.
They're living a normal life with their family, and then something happens where they have to go back in action.
So is it like a...
It's like
a comedy? Or
yeah. I think it's like an action comedy thriller.
I think we've got an actual... we've got a... What do they call those? Like a short...
Trailer?
A trailer. Let's have a listen. What's it called?
Back in Action.
Let's have a listen, Yvonne.
Here we go.
Let's see what they got.
This summer.
No, fall.
This fall.
Yeah. Fall. Yeah. What's the name again?
Back in Action.
She's back in action. She's disappeared off the movie scenes for the last 10 years. Cameron Diaz.
Hi, I'm Cameron.
Jamie Foxx.
Yo, I'm the clone. I'm the clone of Jamie.
It ain't really Jamie, I'm a clone. They come together in... Back in action.
Get the
okay. I want to watch that movie. That movie sounds good.
Yep.
Cameron Diaz in The Mask. She was beautiful. If you look at footage of her in The Mask, She was amazing.
There we go. Okay, there we go. That's
she is
there
a
we
very
go. Rossi's
woman.
Type of woman there, it seems. Yeah. I really like this sound effect, by the way.
Okay.
All right, go. What else you got?
Maybe we should try this, Nala. So Hailey Bieber shared one of her pregnancy cravings. Mm-hmm. So she takes a pickle, puts an egg salad on top of it, and then hot sauce.
I would have it without the hot sauce.
Yeah, same with me. But it'll be good. That's a nice
thing. So we need to get pickles, egg salad, hot sauce.
Egg salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, mashed eggs. Bit of mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
A little bit of chives, I think.
Chives, that's right.
What do we call that? Egg mayonnaise.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, that's
it. Is that it? Thank you, Pretty Malik. Always a pleasure to have you do the gossip. We're privileged to have it, and thank you.
I can go now.
You can do whatever you like.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Pretty. Bye. There it is. Sorry, hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
All right, so we're going to give this a go now, called Topic Tennis. We love this game, right?
Yeah, I think it's great for this time of the morning because it wakes us up, you know? So it's good.
I'm awake.
I've just had my breakfast.
I'm awake now. Yeah, I'm already awake. Good to go. So are you awake? You're not awake. This is going to wake you up.
Yeah, I'm still half asleep.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Functioning fairly well. That's great. That's good to know. All right, time to play Topic Tennis. The way the game works, pretty simple. Basma is going to give us some topics here.
Yes.
And then there's going to be this song that's going to be playing, this music song, where there's gaps in the music. During those gaps, we have to give you an answer. Pretty, Nala, Rossi, then me, we give our individual answers. All right, whoever cannot deliver an answer because of the stress, because of the pressure, is out.
Yeah.
Let's go in order of who's gone most viral on the internet. So it starts with Chris, then it's Pretty, then it's Nala, then it's me.
Okay, I'm fine with it. No problem.
I'm last.
That's right. We're not going in who's gone viral in real life, because that would be you, Ross.
Yeah, only a few times.
All right, here we go. Basma, hi.
Hello.
All right, give us our first topic.
Countries in Asia.
What? Lebanon.
Aww. Yep. India.
Syria.
Russia.
China.
Pakistan.
Sri Lanka.
Indonesia.
Japan.
Bangladesh.
Bali.
No.
No, that's a city.
Oh, that's Indonesia.
Indonesia. Oh, shit.
She's out.
My brain.
Thank goodness you did that, because I wouldn't have got what the next one.
I had Cambodia. Yeah, because when you think of Asia, you think of Japan, brain, China. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My brain doesn't go to the Arab.
All right. Good one there, Basma. All right, Topic Tennis. Round number two. Nala, you're out.
Your next one is American male actors. Let's go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nope.
No, he's not American.
Okay, then we have to change.
Yeah,
let's
just do male actors.
Because, like, he was the governor of California. He's got an American...
Do you mean, how American citizen. Do you mean?
Like, just...
Like, born in America,
no.
Or
just,
what?
Like, has the America... Like, lives there, you know?
Can we American just...
Lives in America.
Okay, what? Lives in America?
Like, citizenship. Hot.
Yeah, he's got citizenship.
Okay, he has citizenship. Okay, so
let's just do male actors.
Male actors, yeah.
Okay. Male actors.
Rossi, do you not want to lose? Is that why?
No, yeah. It's just, it's too non-specific. It's too much.
Okay, we male actors, here we go.
Say it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, there you go. Tom Cruise.
No.
No, I'm not there.
Do you not listen?
Rossi's out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You don't listen. Nala. He literally said, Nala, you're out.
Yeah, you don't listen.
Can I have another go?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Again, you have to say Arnold Schwarzenegger again.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is ridiculous. Tom Cruise.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, good one.
Sylvester Stallone.
Shah Rukh Khan.
Danny DeVito.
Brad Pitt.
Chris Hemsworth.
Aww.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Technically. Michael B. Jordan.
Liam Hemsworth.
Seriously, Rossi, male actors. It was
Rossi's
so broad.
Out.
Rossi's
out.
It's so broad.
There were so many to choose from. Male actors.
I went blank.
That's me every single time.
All right, last down, you and me to get into the winners. Here we go.
Olympic sports.
Let's go. Gosh.
Swimming.
Ice skating.
High jump.
Basketball. Okay.
Long jump.
Diving.
Tennis.
Curling? Is that an Olympic sport?
Yeah, I think so.
Football? I don't know.
Volleyball.
Skating.
What? She said it.
What did you say?
I said ice skating.
You meant ice skating, didn't you?
There's no sport called skating in there. Speed skating. Short track speed skating.
I meant like the speed, like...
Pretty Malik is the winner.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. And the other thing we should have defined is winter or summer Olympics.
Doesn't matter. It could
well,
be in
it
either.
It does.
No.
I think we should do one more round.
No, just okay.
Take the win.
No, I'll let you take the win. Okay, Pretty's won. I'll leave it there. We'll do one more round with all of us.
Okay.
One more round. Go.
Okay. Shoe brands.
Let's go. Come on.
Manolo Blahnik.
Christian Louboutins.
Nike? Those are shoes.
Yeah.
High tech.
Jimmy Choo's. You always do that one.
Steve Madden.
Adidas.
LA Gear.
What? You throw me off.
Aldo.
New Balance.
I said this. Puma.
Reebok Pump.
Asics.
Payless.
Converse.
Stretches.
Slazenger.
Charles Keith.
Prada, they have shoes.
Yes.
Dunlop.
Versace.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Dior.
YSL, they have
shoes. Yeah.
Charlotte Tilbury.
No.
No chance. Charlotte's got shoes out.
Man, I got mixed up with Chloe. Chloe.
All right, there it is. Topic tennis on the Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Radio. Morning.
Hit me with the free.
Money quiz. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10K pop quiz.
Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Yelena, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, superstar. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm just pulling over.
Okay, pull over.
Okay, she needs a bit of time here.
Yep, done.
Where are you from, by the way?
Done. I am from Serbia.
Serbia, nice. A great basketball.
They are tall,
great basketball country. Yes. Good food, good people.
And many other foods as well.
Good food, you say, Chris. What's your favorite dish?
They just love meat. Serbs love meat. The Serbians love meat. I grew up with a lot of Serbian friends in Australia. We had a lot of Serbian friends.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you did.
Yeah. Good
meat. Yeah, but I'm kind of like an alien in my country. I don't like meat.
Oh, really?
Oh, what?
One in a million.
There we go. That's a good thing. Come on. All right, listen. We've got the pop quiz questions ready to go. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get the answer right, in all of them, you win the 10,000 dirhams cash. If you get one wrong, though, we'll come back and get it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck. Now, here we go. Now, who's done the questions this morning? Is it you, Ross?
Yep.
All right, cool. Now...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, no.
You were so lucky that you work with us, Ross. So Ross has given us a piece of paper here with 12 questions on it. Can I tell you?
12?
Yeah, she... So this is...
I pick them?
No.
So, Yelena, this is how it looks on the sheet that I'm... Luckily, we check his work. We have to check Ross's work.
Yeah.
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Can we remove...
So what do you want to do here,
Sounds
Ross?
Sounds like Rossi.
Yeah. I'm just going to get rid of the last two.
Yeah, last two.
No, don't, because there's two questions the same, isn't there? No, okay.
Sorry. What?
What?
No, it's fine.
All right, last two questions are gone, so that takes us to 10 questions. Let me just check this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, I've got 10 questions.
What an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're laughing. You should all check my work.
I did. That's how we found it.
That's how we found it. We always
can you check it sooner?
You gave it to me then.
All right, Yelena, good luck. Here we go. We've got 10 questions with Rack Bank. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What DJ produced the songs Head and Heart and Bed?
Heart.
What female singer has an album named Sour?
Heart.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
What month of the year has the least amount of days?
February.
Name the vowels in the English alphabet.
A-O-I-O-U.
Robin Thicke and Pharrell
Williams.
Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams teamed up for which 2013 song?
Pass.
What rapper played the role of Jimmy Brooks in the TV show Degrassi? Drake or Tupac?
Oh my. Drake.
What Puerto Rico singer released the songs I Like It and M.I.A. Mia?
I have no idea.
Jamie Foxx. Fox.
Fox, yeah. That one. Go.
400 dirhams is all yours.
Oh. Yay!
You know what? Because of Rossi's mistake, we're going to give you, we'll give you another 100. 500 dirhams is yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Joel Corey
thank
is...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Joel Corey is Head and Heart. Olivia Rodrigo has the album called Sour. Blurred Lines is the big song from Pharrell and Robin Thicke. Mia and the
like
songs
it.
I Like It is Puerto Rican Bad Bunny. That would have got you more of the cash, but not a bad one. 500 dirhams is all yours, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. There it is. We'll keep checking Rossi's work daily.
Terrible.
I say that to my son, Cruz, now.
Oh, why?
He's just learned how to pinch.
Oh, cutie.
Oh, yeah.
Is Alfie pinch?
Well, bites.
Yeah, like they just don't know their own strength. I mean, he's only 6 months old, but he's a little beast. The cute thing, can I tell you about my son? And this is just, you know, proud daddy. When I put him to sleep, he gets comfortable. The way that he gets comfortable, he puts his hand in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's really cute. That's when we know that he's tired. So, we hold him like a little baby, and he just puts his hand, and he feels from my mouth, he puts his hand in my mouth.
Like, that's clinches like
you,
it.
Because you put your hand between...
two pillows, right?
Yeah, like I put my hand between a bed. So, yeah, it's weird. Anyway, so... it's so cute. He's got his little hand in my mouth, and he's just and then he falls asleep within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it used to be cute. Now what he does, he's like he puts his hand in my mouth and he's like ripping into my gums. And I'm like, hey, baby, stop hurting daddy.
He doesn't care. He needs to get to sleep.
We need to have like a race, your kid versus my kid.
Yeah, but your kid's a lot older.
We will. My kid will win anyway.
My money's on Alfie.
It's big, isn't he?
Should we, when we do our running race again, you and I are going to go up against each other. Should we have both our kids at the finish line? Like, oh my gosh, that would be so cute, but also really traumatic.
It would be very traumatic.
I'd have to win.
Yeah, same with me.
Even if it took a couple of elbows or something like that, I'd still have to win.
I wouldn't want to beat you in front of your kid. I don't want the kids there.
Like it's that. Your idea.
No, I just realized.
But you might not beat me.
I'm going to beat him, and then, like, I'm going to win. I'm going to be holding Cruz. Like, we're champions.
I feel.
Mainly for Alfie. Like, I would not want that feeling for him. Even though he's young, I couldn't do it.
You might not win. I let you win last time.
Ross, I have no doubt that I'm going to definitely win the race when we do it again. Like, I've seen how you run. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because I had a back operation and I had sciatica on the day.
You had a back operation about 9 years ago.
2019, actually. So.
Oh, was it 2019?
January. Yeah.
2019?
It was only 5 years ago.
That's a lie.
It's not.
I don't think it was 2019. We were still in Studio City.
No, we were here, no?
No.
We were in Studio City. Yeah, we moved here summer 2019. No,
we were at Studio City. He's right.
Which was
because I laid down on the floor.
I remember you
for
laying
a month.
Rossi's back was in so much pain that he couldn't do the show.
This was after the operation. And I must have been a lot of fun to be around there, let me tell you.
You're always fun, Ross, even Thanks. When you're not. It's an honor to be able to work
now
alongside
I really need to know
Nala,
when...
Sorry, Prithi, can you just save that bit that he just said then? He said, it's an honor to work. I'm going to put it in the intro.
Got it. I'll put it.
7:24. We've got more cars to give away. And we have a few other surprises up our sleeves this morning. So don't move. Don't leave. Please stay with us, all right?
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Okay. Dubai gives back. It's what it's all about. It's a brilliant initiative. Over 25 cars given away in the last 2 weeks alone. It's remarkable. And it's been donated by individuals here in the UAE, ourselves at Virgin Radio, and Al Haptor Motors. 25 cars given back to people that have lost their cars in the floods. We're nearly coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it's been for us the most remarkable thing I think we've ever witnessed on a radio show ever. Ever.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to put this on my LinkedIn, honestly.
Of course. Applications have come through in the thousands at virginradiodubai.com. People telling us their stories, and I feel like everybody deserves a new car. Obviously, we can't get it to all thousands of them, but we can definitely do 25 of them. And I want to welcome our next applicant, Zaldi, on the show right now. Zaldi, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Hi, Chris. Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Bro, How are you guys?
You look like you're training at the gym. You look like you go to the gym.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm trying.
A little bit he tries, huh? Zaldi, tell us, mate. Tell us what's happened to the car with you. What went on?
So, basically what happened is I was on vacation when the heavy rains of April 16 happened.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't have any idea. I was enjoying my time with my family in Manila.
Okay.
And I only get to know about it like 2 days after it happened, when my flatmate actually posted a story on Instagram. And I saw on that video that the parking lot in our building was like full of water. And my car is parked on level 2.
Okay.
Of the parking. So just imagine, it's under the water literally. Oof. For like days.
Oh.
And I went back from my vacation on April 30. I arrived in the morning. I didn't have the energy to go down in the basement and check on it immediately. I just couldn't handle it maybe. And I was still probably in denial at that time. So I was only able to get down in the evening.
So, listen, I mean, the story, it sounds like most of the stories that we've heard.
Yeah.
Seems like so many guys and girls and families lost their cars in the basement. Have you realized that? A lot of cars were parked in basements.
Basements
flooded. They move them up, you're right.
Yeah, they move it up one level thinking that's going to be the safest spot. And unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way.
So, eventually, you go down, your car is completely underwater. Is that what happens, Aldi?
Yes, definitely. So, that time when I arrived, the water is already like, it has already subsided, and I could see my car full of dirt, covered from top to bottom, and the back door is actually open. And I was thinking maybe because of the pressure that it opened.
Oh, yeah.
So the water got inside, and I could see everything inside, like full of mud.
How is that? Like seeing your car, your little prized possession there destroyed, Zaldi, it mustn't be easy to look at.
That is so true. That is so true. I didn't know how to react that time. And the photo that I sent you guys was the very first photo that I took from a distance. And when I saw it, I didn't know how to... it was not opening even.
So what's going on now? You've got... You only had third-party insurance? You didn't have full insurance?
Yes. Like right now, I only have a third-party insurance. I actually got my car on Christmas Eve last year. So I didn't even get to enjoy it that much. I was only using it for like a little more than 3 months. And now I started calling garages in Dubai, Sharjah, Ajman. Nobody wants to take it now. Nobody wants to look into it. So I was just, it's still there. in the same condition the first time I saw it in the parking.
So can I ask you something? I mean, regarding your work, what do you do for work? Are you able to afford another car or to get this repaired?
No, not really. I go to work in Alpuz, and even our office was also in flood that time. So, like right now, we are me and my colleagues. I always go with my colleagues going to work inside my car. So, what's happening now? We take the metro from Mall of the Emirates to Business Bay because the other two stations are closed, Equity and On Passive.
Yeah.
So we have to take the bus from Business Bay going to our workplace.
It's all it's complicated.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, you know, the floods really, you know, I say this a lot on the show, like, For many of us, the floods sort of came and went and were okay. But for many people, it's still affected them. They've lost their cars. They've lost their houses, their business. It's taken you, you know, 2 hours to get to work where it should only take you 20 minutes to get to work. It's like a domino effect. Listen, yeah. Zoldy, we've heard your story. We aren't giving a car away right now, but we have heard your story. And we're going to send this to the committee once again. They're listening to the show. So they'll have a little, I don't even know how they do it. They talk to each other.
Yeah, you know. they look over documents and everything.
And we'll probably give you a call back in the next 30 minutes. Okay, bro? Is that cool with you? Are you right to hang out for about 30 minutes?
Sure.
All right.
I'll be here.
All right, Zoldy. All right.
I guess we'll just have to wait, right?
We're going to put Zoldy. We'll hang up from this Zoom call, and I'll come back to you shortly, okay? I'll talk to you again on Zoom shortly, okay? All right. There's Zoldy. Again, the stories that we've been hearing nonstop.
What do you think?
Well, it's not just up to us. I'll go talk to the committee as well, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
Most of the times the cars are awarded, but because we're down to the last two or three, I think, you know, they're just being more precise with the decisions being
made.
I hope he gets one, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Sorry.
Oh, is your mic on?
Yes, it's on.
Go ahead.
Composed. Sorry. Okay, so if you've missed what's going on here, we just spoke to Zoldy.
Yeah.
Zoldy, right?
Yeah.
We heard a story about his car being flooded.
Right.
We are, of course, doing something here at Virgin Radio called Dubai Gives Back. We've been giving away these cars. It's been amazing every single day. We have 25 cars to give away. We're down to the last few. And unfortunately, with Zaldi's story, it looks like the committee is still not decided on whether he gets a car or not. Now, if you're wondering where Chris is, I just went out to the office. They are literally discussing it right now, Rossi.
Yeah.
I tried to get Chris to pull away, but he just can't right now. They're discussing something to do with the story. I don't know.
I think he's fighting for Zaldy for something, but I don't know.
So we're just going to... I'm so sorry, guys. We're just going to have to hang on.
Okay. Let's do this then. Okay, Chris.
Gives back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Okay, this is it, Pretty Malik.
So we have 25 cars here at Virgin Radio to be given away. It's been amazing, absolutely amazing, with some anonymous donors and Al Haptor Motors. We've been giving away cars every single day. We've been hearing these heartbreaking stories, right? About 20 minutes ago, we heard a story from Zaldy.
Yeah.
And he's actually been waiting on the line. Our committee decides who gets the car and who doesn't. And it looks like there's been a long discussion about Zaldy's car, and Chris actually has been speaking to the committee.
I think we got Chris there now. The morning, Chris.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
Yes, how are you, mate?
Okay, mate, I'm with the committee right now.
Yeah.
And we're about to make a decision here.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure what they're going to decide here. Oh, where's Zaldy gone?
Are you there?
Yeah! Zaldy! You want a brand new car? You want a brand new car?
Hello.
You just want a car, mate.
Thank you so
we
much.
We wanted a surprise. We came all the way here quickly from the Virgin Radio studios. Virgin Radio, Al Haptor Motors, the Chris Fade Show are here right now. That is your new car. Let's go show you. It's outside. Have you got the keys? He's got those shoes on. But put your shoes on. He's going to... Okay, guys, can you hear me?
Yes. So yeah. Can you explain where you are right now, Chris?
Have you got the key to the house? You got your key to the house?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what we've done here is in that commercial break in two songs,
I've driven out to Yoldi's house. He lives here in Barsha. I'm very sorry. We're disturbing the neighbors. I'm very sorry. He just won a brand new car, though. We're very sorry. He just won a brand new car. Sorry, guys. Thank you very much.
Chris.
So we've come to his house. I'm sorry. Yeah, the security here.
You're in trouble.
Happy with me. But we've given him, brother. How are you feeling right now?
I don't know. I was so surprised. I was asking my flatmate, "Do you have any order coming?" And I was like, "I didn't expect you."
Okay, guys, we're getting in a lift. I may lose you.
Okay,
but we're gonna go take him to see the car now. Okay,
that's amazing. So this whole time that we were saying this committee is deciding, we knew Zaldi is gonna be getting a car, but we wanted to do it in a different way.
We're so mean, aren't we?
So Chris jumped in the brand new car, the JAC that Zaldi is getting, and drove over to his house in Barsha to surprise him in person with the keys to his brand new car.
So good. So they're going to go downstairs right now, and Zaldi is going to sit in his car for the very first time. We're going to crash back to Chris in a little while.
I love this so much. Dubai gives back right here on the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio Dubai.
So Big Rossi here, Pretty Malik over there. Chris Fade is out and about right now with Zaldi in the car. I'm watching Zoom footage right now. It's pretty unbelievable.
It's so cool. So if you missed it in the last 30 minutes, what happened is with Dubai Gives Back, we have been giving away these cars. We spoke to Zaldi on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we said, listen, the committee's got to decide. We're not sure if you're going to get the car or not. In that time, Chris went all the way down to Barsha to Zaldi's house and surprised him with the car.
It was so amazing. Honestly, I can't wait to see the video later on of this. I felt so bad because we were sitting here in the studio, right? And we had to watch Chris Zaldi just sit there waiting for an answer. It was so painful. But we got Chris Fade. We got Chris Fade on the phone right now. He's on the phone.
Who's pressing all the buttons on your end?
I'm going to turn him off if he carries on like that. Your Zoom froze, Chris. Okay, you're live. Here we go.
Is Rossi pressing the button?
Chris, your Zoom froze. Where are you now?
Is Rossi pressing all the buttons?
Yes.
Okay, now I know what happened. First of all, hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We're live. Zaldi's got a brand new car, and he's not in the car.
Yay!
Hello, guys. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. I'm so surprised you guys got here to my apartment in 20 minutes, and now I have my brand new car.
That's so great.
We're beeping the horn.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. I'm just thinking. I'm so grateful, and you guys rock. You guys are. Thank you so much for this very
good
opportunity and initiative.
I don't know if you guys heard before, but we obviously snuck up to his apartment block. Security didn't want to let us in, by the way. Your security's really good.
Oh, really?
But we woke up the entire floor. They all came out asking what's going on.
It's not like you, is it?
We're just like, Zaldi just won a brand new car, guys. Well, Zaldi, from all of us at Virgin Radio, all of us on the Chris Fade Show, Al Habtour Motors, we're so happy. We know how hard it must feel to lose a car and not being able to do it and get one back. So on behalf of all of us, this brand new car is all yours, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much, guys. And I'm so excited to use my brand new car.
Yeah. All right. This is Virgin Radio. Guys, I'll throw it back to you. I'll be back by 9. I'm just going to go grab some coffee.
No.
We're going to grab coffee. We're going to get breakfast.
No.
Now.
Come
right.
back.
Playing Zaldi for breakfast?
I'll try.
He's going to get breakfast for us, all right?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Latte with two sugars, please, Kristen.
Sure, mate. Okay, bye.
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 Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
We're going to find out what to watch with Nala a little bit later on with Disney Plus. I was on Disney Plus last night, actually. The platform is just so easy to use. It's brilliant.
So easy.
It's really good.
I love it.
Go on.
Let's talk about Bad Bunny. He's having to pay up millions to his ex-girlfriend. Last year, Carlys de la Cruz filed a lawsuit against him in Puerto Rico for using her voice on songs and in concerts without her permission and without compensation. She's heard saying Bad Bunny Baby on several of his songs, and he uses that It's like infamous now with Bad Bunny. And now he has to pay her. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$40 million.
$40 million. Oh my gosh.
That is a lot of money, guys. Like $40 million because he used Bad Bunny Baby, like her saying Bad Bunny Baby in his songs in his concert. $40 million. That's a lot. Always get permission.
Isn't that going to ruin his just finances forever?
Yeah, 100%. Like, $40 million is no small sum. So
wow.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So we'll see what happens with that. Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez, I think they're an end game couple. I think they're going to get married. They're super in love. Benny Blanco, he's like a really well-known music producer. He's produced and written some of the biggest hits that we all listen to.
Is he like South American maybe or something like that? I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So Benny was on the Howard Stern show and he was just like talking and gushing about Selena and how wonderful she is and how much in love he is. He said, I don't know a world where it could be better than this. People always said this to me, when you know you meet your best friend, she truly is my best friend. And then Howard kind of turned to him and was like, you know what? You guys are so much in love. I predict marriage for you two. And Benny went back and said, you and me both.
Oh.
But he doesn't have a ring yet. Their 1 year anniversary is coming up in July around her birthday. And he said he does have something planned. He does not have a ring yet. But I think this is it. Like, this is the end game.
You think this is like they're going to stay together forever?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'd be happy for
Selena. I love Selena. Yeah, she's her to be happy as well.
Yeah.
And I know it's been going around this week, but the King Charles portrait.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is the first official portrait of King Charles, right?
Yeah.
It's very red.
It's very red, yeah.
And it's getting interesting comments on social media, which I won't get into completely. But the person who put the portrait together is a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Yeo. And it took 3 years for him to paint it.
Wow.
But it's if you haven't seen it, it must have popped up on your timeline at some point. But it's a very red painting of King Charles.
I mean, I would have gone with a more like traditional painting first, you know what I mean? But
this is a bit edgy. Well, no, if this was 3 years in the making, they didn't really see this as the first official portrait then as king. When did Queen Elizabeth pass away? How many years has it been?
Oh, don't know. I should know this.
You need to know the answer to this.
I can't remember. Was it the year before last?
Year before last, maybe. Up.
Yeah, but they should have gone for the more traditional piece of art.
2021,
yeah. There we go.
Oh, so it has been since.
Well, go and check it out if you get a chance. Just type in King Charles portrait, it'll come up. Let us know what you think on the text line.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Dubai
gives
back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haftor Motors.
Oh, it's been remarkable this morning. Listen, the whole campaign itself, 25 cars to give away. This is how we do it on Virgin Radio, and it doesn't happen single-handedly. There's a huge committee involved.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people involved. Al Haftor Motors are involved. But well done to everybody. Moments ago, we just did something that we haven't done with the giveaways.
No, and I'm so happy that we got to do this, and you did this, Chris.
Zoldy was in his home in Barsha, in his apartment block.
Yeah.
We got him on Zoom. He told us his unfortunate story about losing his car in the floods, that it wasn't insured, that he doesn't have enough cash to get a new car. And I think he was expecting me to give him the car on that Zoom call.
Yes.
But what we did is we said it had to go to the committee, which it really did. But in the meantime, I jumped in the car.
Yeah, in his brand new JAC.
I jumped in his JAC car. Drove to Al Barsha.
Yeah.
Got from Media City to Al Barsha in 15 minutes. We knocked on the door and we gave him a brand new car. Take a listen. This was moments just before I knocked on his door in his apartment block in Barsha.
I think we got Chris there now. The morning, Chris.
Yeah. Hello. Are you there?
Yes. How are you, mate?
Okay, mate. I'm with the committee right now.
Yeah.
And we're about to make a decision here.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure what they're going to decide here. Oh, where's Zoldy gone?
Are you there?
Oh, yeah! Zoldy! You want a brand new car, brother? You want a brand new car?
Hello. Hello.
You just want a car, mate.
Thank you so much.
We wanted a surprise. We came all the way here quickly from the Virgin Radio studios. Virgin Radio, Al Hub Tour Motors, the Chris Fade Show are here right now. That is your new car.
How beautiful was that?
Oh my gosh, what a moment. And you know, we were watching Zaldi the whole time on the Zoom call in from the studio. He was just waiting and he looked...
He looked like he lost the car,
yes,
right?
Yes, and Bossy, and I just felt so horrible because we just want to tell him, don't worry, Chris is bringing your car to you.
We made him wait for like 20 minutes.
I had to get from Media City to Barsha. It was so beautiful. Nala, you were on the ride with me now. How cute was that?
It was so sweet. Like, I always had teary eyes because he was so surprised.
Yeah.
And it was a hassle getting in because the security was so on point. It wouldn't let Chris in.
Yeah, you know how I got through?
Did you say,
do you know who I am?
I got onto my Instagram and the last thing I posted was with Will Smith, right? So I'm like, sir, do you know Mr. Will Smith?
Everyone, this is me
with Will Smith.
What did he say?
Okay, come on.
Oh, no way!
But he did such a great job, the security guard.
He was like, no.
He's like, I can't, he was about to dial his number to call him to come down. I'm like, no, don't. So listen, another satisfied winner.
Yay!
Another Dubai gives back 25 cars. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, wait. There's still more. Can I tell you right now, on the phone, this is an announcement. We only got news and approval of this last night.
Yes.
Chief Operating Officer of Amwaj Development, the COO, Ida, is with us right now. Ida, good morning.
Good morning, Chris Bates.
Man, firstly, I'm so great that I can chat to you. This is so cool. You've been hearing about Dubai Gives Back, and you at the Amwaj Development said you wanted to do something. Is that right?
Sure. First, thanks to give us this opportunity. Being a real estate developer, we firmly believe that our role extends beyond just generating profits or conducting business.
Yep.
So we feel we're committed to social responsibility, and what happened in Dubai is actually like... always Dubai and the rulers of Dubai give back. So we want to be a small, to have a small part of this initiative.
And can I say those words mean so much? Because I think that's why the UAE and Dubai itself is so perfect, because we do want to give back. So at Amwaj Development, what do you want to do in this initiative?
We want to give two cars to the people who got affected from the flood.
So cool.
For the people who couldn't afford to get their car back or to even claim it from an insurance. So we just want to be part of this amazing initiative.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Let's add it. Woo-hoo! Let's add it.
Dubai
gives
back
on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors
and Amwaj Development.
Yay!
Donating two brand new cars to this.
That's 27 total cars.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
27 cars. Ida, thank you to the team. Thank you to yourself. We thoroughly appreciate it. I don't know. It's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
I've been able to see with my own eyes when you give someone a car that has lost everything, just the feelings and the fact that you guys have, you said it, the social responsibility, I think, is beautiful. So thank you to yourself, Ida. I know you're the COO, and thank you to Amwaj Development. We really, really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you so much.
I know we've got a mutual friend, right? Do we have a mutual friend? I was speaking to someone called Zaina yesterday. Do you know Zaina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I was having a look here, and because you guys do many different developments, is that right?
Sure. We started our first project, Starlight Park, in Maidan.
Yeah.
And then Khoury with the said that capital is actually handling the sales. Our partner.
Yeah, and I love that because Zane is obviously a close friend of mine. And so the Starlight Park, which is something that obviously you guys are sort of doing a collab with as well. I had a look. I Googled last night. I just want to see what we've got going on here. It looks absolutely beautiful. Rooftop pools,
wow.
Rooftop cinema, gyms. It's obviously in Maidan as well. Completion date around 2026. Starting price is just under $1 million. So if you're wanting to get in, hit up the guys at Zed Capital, or you can actually go to obviously Unwise Development as well. But
that's so cool. Do you do anything with 0% deposits, no savings?
Stay away from him, Ida. Stay away from him.
Okay.
All right. They're a great establishment. Again, the guys at Amwage Development, we're putting it up there. They have just donated another two cars to Dubai Gives Back. Thank you so much, Ida. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
God bless you guys, and we'll let you know when we give them away. We'll be giving them away, and I think in the next 48 to 72 hours, we'll definitely let you know, and I want you to see the footage of the life-changing moment, okay?
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much.
So beautiful. Love that. Love that. Listen, Dubai truly does give back. It started off at 10 cars.
Yeah.
Then it went to 20 cars. Then it went to 25 cars. Now 27 cars.
Just amazing. Keeps going.
Right?
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Download the app and subscribe now.
Nala's got it. What to Watch. She does it on her TikTok. Everybody likes to know what Nala watches. What are we watching, Nala?
Okay, so I feel like this week I want to do it a bit different. Let's talk about Korean shows because Disney Plus has a lot of them there.
The K-dramas are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are like the Turkish dramas and the K-dramas. They're the best ones I heard.
Yes.
Okay.
For me, these are my favorites.
Okay,
so we're going to start with one. It's an original Disney Plus one. It's called Uncle Samsik. It released yesterday.
I saw this on the screen yesterday. I've saved it, so it's worth the watch.
Uncle what?
Samsik.
Uncle Samsik.
There's five episodes out. It's not really like a romance, so I think Pretty Chris and Rossi can all watch it.
Okay.
So, and it talks about a guy who's driven to like find a better fortune for his country, and then he forms an alliance. So kind of like,
oh, okay, I can vibe with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty, this one's for more you and me.
Okay.
So my mom made me watch this yesterday. It's called Snowdrop. She's the biggest K-drama. Snowdrop, it's a romance set in 1987.
I'm in.
And then for my BTS fans, there's also Behind the Stage. There's a documentary about it called BTS Permission to Dance.
Okay, amazing.
Other shows, if you're looking for, today is the premiere of Bridgerton, season 3.
Oh, I knew you'd have this one in.
Yeah.
Is Thumbface still in it? Thumbhead?
No. He left and he's regretting it.
Good. He's regretting it, is he, you think?
Yeah.
Why for Aldo did he regret?
He thought he'd have a huge career afterwards and he's gone nowhere?
Yeah.
So that's it now?
Yeah.
Even though he's so hot, according to you lot,
but he's not getting hired.
Why? Because he's so hot.
Maybe. Maybe he's too hot for the role.
Mm-hmm.
I have that problem.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at? Why are you laughing?
Oh no, we're not laughing.
It was good.
That was true. It's true.
We're laughing about Reggae Jean Page.
Okay.
Yep. And finally, Nolo.
And finally, If is finally out in theaters. If you want to go watch it.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it's an animation movie and not at the same time.
So it's mixed live. It's live animation. It's Ryan Reynolds. Bradley Cooper.
John Krasinski's the one who wrote the...
Yeah.
Right. From The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's mixed animation, so it's like Paula Abdul Opposites Attract video, where it's like a cartoon.
Ross is referencing something from 1984, and ladies and gentlemen.
Same thing, like cartoon and real life at the same time.
Yes. Get it all on Disney Plus.
Virgin Radio.
Red flags in relationships.
Well,
red flags in general, right?
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Nala and I were discussing this yesterday.
Yep.
So there is a lot of graduation ceremonies that are happening around the world, right? College graduations, et cetera, et cetera. And in the States, oftentimes, they like to get like celebrities of some stature to come and do the graduation speeches. So they got an NFL player, a Kansas City Chiefs player by the name of Harrison Butker, to deliver a speech to the graduating class of 2024 at a college in the States.
All right. How old was this? Do we know the age of this guy?
Harrison.
Like, as in... Because
he's a current player.
I've only heard what you guys have been talking about off the radio.
He's 28 years old.
Okay. So there we go.
He's 28 years old.
We found a fault.
Okay.
Here.
Delivering a speech And this is what he tells the graduating class of a university in 2024.
Here we go.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Oh, man, he's just an idiot.
Yep.
And this is just like 30 seconds yes. from a 2 minute or even like, more.
Yeah. What was this guy? He's a football player.
He plays on the same team as Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I sometimes think, is there a bigger thing happening around the world where they want to distract us and they're like, hey, get this guy to say something so the world can talk about this and not something else. So because how can you get up as a 28-year-old man in front of college students who are about to graduate where the majority of them, and many of them are women,
yes.
and tell them that you're excited to become a mother and a wife and that's it.
And not
have any absolute chauvinistic pig.
And this is just one part of it, as Nala said. There are other parts of this. He goes on to talk about a lot of other things. I just want to put out there, his mother is a medical physicist in an oncology department at one of the biggest hospitals in Atlanta.
I'm going to his Instagram page. I want to see this guy. What's his name?
His name is Harrison Butker.
Harrison?
B-U-T-K-E-R.
So what's he done wrong? Basically said...
Rossi, don't even start.
Well, Harrison what?
Butker. B-U-T-K-E-R.
K-E-R,
right.
Okay.
You have to repeat it for me because...
Okay, so he's
basically saying that... Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Rossi, to interrupt you. I've just gone to his Instagram page, right?
Tell me.
He's got 300,000 followers. I go to the first post.
Yeah.
There's 20,000 comments.
All that.
So there's 20,000 comments that he never gets.
Nope.
Perez Hilton's the first one. I'm just here for the comments.
Yes.
So he basically said her life's not really going to start until she has kids and becomes a wife.
So basically what he's saying is that you're going to walk across the stage and get a diploma and you're going to be excited about your aspirations and your career. Maybe you want to be a CEO, whatever it is. But just know that that's all lies being fed to you. The one thing you should only be excited about in life is to become a wife and then eventually a mother. And that nothing else matters.
I think maybe he's being misconstrued. I think he was trying to be nice.
No, because if you heard the rest of that 5-minute speech...
Let's hear it again. Just the 30 seconds of a 5-minute speech.
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
God, what's wrong with him?
Like he's speaking on behalf of the women when he cannot speak on behalf of women at all.
He's telling women that your only purpose in life is to be a wife and a mother.
He said that his wife only... Began her life when she married him
and became a mother.
I just want to put it out there. There are some women who that is the pinnacle. That's the life that they want to lead, and that's okay. But telling a room full of aspirational women who may have other ideas, maybe they want to run a company, maybe they want to be a doctor, whatever it is, that won't matter. That the hard work that
the 4 years that you put
to
in
to get the diploma does not matter.
Top comment that has 24,000 likes just on the comment please don't have daughters.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if he has how many kids.
That is frustrating.
I'm
frustrated as. I mean, I'm a man. Like as a female as well. Like I can't imagine like having some guy tell you that your life only begins when you get married and have a child. Yeah, it might be the highlight of your life. Cool, whatever. But it's not the only reason.
It's like not your purpose.
That's
disgusting, especially on a graduation ceremony. Like I graduated.
Rossi's very quiet. He's looking around. He's not sure. Do you understand? Like, are you okay? Like with this guy or what?
Yeah, I just feel like he's
being misunderstood. He was trying to probably be nice, but
how
he's
is
come
that
across
being nice
in the wrong way.
Tell me how that's
like
being nice.
It's the highlight of your life becoming a parent.
He said
the meaning of life is to reproduce. Is that what he was trying to say?
He said
in a roundabout way.
He said his wife's life began only when she married him and had a baby. So everything before that, non-existent, wasn't life.
Yeah, that is a bit egotistical. Married me.
Red flag, right? Red flag right there.
Red flag!
Rosie says he's definitely a red flag. I agree. We all agree.
Yeah.
Well, most of us agree.
No, you agree now. Pretty Malik told me more about what he said and he's an
but
idiot.
But that should have been enough.
That's crazy. That's crazy. 9:28, we're live across the UAE. This is Virgin Radio. We got more cars to give away, all right? We got another 3 cars to give away before 10 o'clock, which is great. I can't believe we just gave away a car.
Exactly. And you actually gave it away in person. You went to Zaldi, right?
Yep. I drove the car to our winner, Zaldi. He was unaware that we were coming. We surprised him. We knocked on the door. I had 15 minutes to get from the Virgin Radio Studios to Barsha, and we made it. We made it in good time,
yeah.
And we got him one. So got him a brand new car, which is fabulous.
Sorry to say this, but there's been a message sent to our group from the branding team, Lorraine. If you want to go and have a look at it and just see what it says. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read
it? Yeah, read it. What is it?
I'll find it.
Okay, you do it.
What does it say?
In your own time.
Yeah, I'm finding it.
I want to go home.
Oh, I'm not paying that.
Saying what?
A fine was issued this morning on the car that I drove for 1,000 dirhams.
What?
I got a 1,000 dirham fine.
What did you do? I don't know.
How do you get a 1,000 dirham fine?
What's a 1,000 dirham fine?
Is that speeding?
I don't know.
Were you like 5 times over the speed?
At one stage I went over 120 on Sheikh Zayed Road, and it was like 121, and I went straight back down.
Maybe that's it.
What's a thousand? What's
looking,
a thousand dirham fine for? I parked the car at the bottom of his building in Barsha.
It's not a thousand.
Maybe it was an illegal park. I didn't put parking.
Entry from a prohibited place. It says, did you go down a one-way street or something?
No.
Or driving a vehicle that causes pollution? No, it's not that.
No, it's a brand new car.
No, that's not
entry
it.
From a prohibited place.
Sudden swerving.
Okay.
Oh, there was one
there
swerve.
Was sudden...
Yeah, but that was when the truck nearly cut me off and I had to swerve out of the way.
Sounds like a...
exceeding the maximum speed limit. It was speeding.
You've seen it?
No.
Oh, Yusuf, what's up?
Asaf, Chris. Sorry, man. You crossed the red light.
You think it's a red light,
is
it? Did
you cross a red light?
Yeah, I want to tell them it's always a red light. Check if you have, black points, 12, then it would be a red light.
I don't think we crossed that red
light. We didn't. Remember, what did I actually say? Like, there was a moment where I could have gone through, like, an orange light, and I said, nah, cameras everywhere. I'm not going to go through it.
Yes, he did.
I literally
said that.
1,000 is always a red light.
No, but there could be many other things, man. It could be red light. It could be speeding by not more than 50 kilometers an hour.
I'm not paying it.
It could be overtaking from
I was working.
Maybe overtaking.
I'm not paying that out of principle. I was told to drive the car to our winner, and I had 20-something minutes to do it.
Did you park in front of a fire hydrant?
I don't think so.
But Pretty, just hold on. You can't expect anyone else to pay. It was your mistake.
No, the company can pay that. It's part of... I was doing that for the company. I should be in the studio doing my show.
Did you... park
legally 100%. I've been told to go out and drive it.
Lorraine says, like, when we have the other Virgin Radio street cars,
yeah, they're employed.
If they get a fine, they have to pay them.
Yeah, they're employed to drive that car to different events.
So you're saying they should get it free, they don't have to pay the fines as well?
No, they should, because they're driving the car to an event.
Why are you excluded from it?
Because I've been told to drop off a car that's not a Virgin Radio car.
You think you're better than the street team or something?
You're incoherent. You don't understand what I'm saying to you.
Why do they
You'd
have
be
to
the
pay?
Worst person in court.
Why do they have to pay and you don't?
Because they're employed to drive the Virgin Radio car to an event.
Right.
Then they get in the car and they drive it home.
Okay.
My job description is to do a radio show.
Right.
I'm not employed to drive a street team car around.
Father, though. I don't think it's fair.
I want to know the reason now. I'm trying to remember the
Martin,
whole
Martin, what do you think this is?
Oh, this is parking in a loading bay reserved area.
Maybe that's what it is. Because we did park in the... I thought it was a parking spot.
I thought it was an RTA parking.
You're packed in a, you know, loading bay reserve area.
That's like a possibility.
Truck reserve area.
1,000 dirhams.
Yeah.
Brod.
Yes, man. What's up?
What's up? You know what this could be.
You must have gotten 2 fines. One for exceeding speed limit, and another one for line discipline, changing lane.
No. It says one of one.
One fine.
One fine here. A fine was issued one. 1,000 dirhams.
I can pay the money. I've got no issue paying it. But out of principle, I believe the company should be paying it. I'm just saying.
I don't think so.
Take a vote. Everyone vote then. And be honest.
Okay.
Vote, Ross. Who should be paying it, me or the company?
Go to him last.
If it was me, I would have to pay it, I know.
What do you think?
I think you should have to pay it. It's your responsibility.
Be honest.
You've got to be responsible as a Nala. Chris Fade.
I understand your point of view, but if it was me, I'd feel bad and I would pay it.
You feel bad for the company?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Chris, pay it. I have no reason. You did it. You did whatever you did, so you pay it.
But to
it.
Be fair, they wanted us in that small amount of time.
Yeah.
You pay it.
You know what? I should be going to them now. I'm going to take them.
Take them where?
I'm going to elevate this. I'm going to escalate this. Because I was put under pressure to drive from one location to another. I'll be talking to my lawyers now.
Wait, hold on.
It's a bit dramatic.
Atik said Chris and Nala should share it. Why am I in it?
You were in the car.
I was navigating.
You're in the car. Simon, you vote here. You make the final decision, Simon.
Hold on.
Mate, I think realistically, you're a big boy and you can make your own decisions. You were asked to deliver a car at a certain time. If you wanted to take a little bit longer, that was your choice.
I couldn't take it. What are you talking about, Simon? You don't even understand what we're talking about. I had to get the car to him in like 20 minutes from Media City to Al Barsha because it was live radio. In that time, I don't even know if this is a speeding ticket, but whatever it was, I didn't break the rules.
Hold on. I've just thought here.
Well, maybe I did.
You didn't drive on the way back, did you?
I drove on the way back.
But I thought I saw you in the passenger seat. No.
For a moment, we let the guy that won the car, right. Zoldy, drive the car.
Did you drive the car back?
Let's give it to Zoldy, the guy who won the car.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio. In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
I hand-delivered a car earlier this morning, courtesy of Virgin Radio. Dubai gives back in Al Haptor Motors. I got a 1,000 dirham fine as well, it looks like, driving that car to him. I'm not paying it.
Yes, you are.
We have three more contestants, all three, trying to get themselves a brand new car because they need them. They need it. We've got Ibrahim, Faisal, and Anjo. Anjo all with us right now. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Anjo, can you hear me? There we go. So you all lost your cars, Ibrahim. You lost your car, right? What happened?
So in the flood, the security guard have asked the engineer. He told him to close all the drainage. We have 6 drainage. So he closed all the drainage.
Are you blaming the security guard? Have you started this with the blame of a security guard?
No. I don't blame the security guy. I blame the engineer, to be honest.
There's a flood going on, why would you close drains?
Exactly. This is the whole point of it.
So what happened? You lost your car. Just gone. Flooded. Completely done. Only third-party insurance?
Yep.
Faisal, you're hearing this, Faisal. Does this story sound familiar to you, losing a car in the floods?
Yeah, Chris, my story is totally different to the other people because actually, usually I park the car near my buildings. I feel this area is very little down, the water is coming down. I experienced the previous rain. So I find it 1.5 kilometer away. I feel this area is good, the little heighted area. So I parked my car there 9 o'clock on 15 April. Then I go 16 afternoon, say like 12:30, 1 o'clock, just to look the car because rain start 16 early morning, 1 o'clock around.
Faisal, your car got flooded. It's destroyed, right? You only had third party insurance?
Yeah, I only have third party insurance.
And Enjo, same with you. What happened to you with your car? Quickly tell me.
Hello, good morning, sir. During that day, April 16, I was at home because my madam told me not to go to the to my work because of the heavy rain is coming. And then on that day started the wind and heavy rain, and the floods is outside of our building.
So it was your car that you lost. Is that the, car that you've saved up for? For how many years did you save up to buy that car?
Inside the basement parking.
Yeah, I'm saying it was your car, right? How many years did it take you to save for that car?
I bought this car for 3 years ago.
And only third-party insurance as well? So sad. You know, everyone starts off with, it was April 16th.
Yeah, everyone remembers that date.
You all remember that day, yeah. April 16th, yeah. Huh? You all remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, man. I remember it as well. That's when I lost my car. The same, you know, obviously with you guys, yeah. I feel the, there's nothing worse. I remember driving the car and just seeing water fill up from the bottom like a movie, and I had water to my waist in my car. It was crazy. It's something that your brain doesn't really fathom because you're like, what's going on right
how
now?
How it yeah. got in, yeah.
Just leaks through. The bonnet, there's holes everywhere underneath yeah. your car. Well, guys, Ibrahim, Faisal, and Anjo, let's just get straight to the point. Pretty, you want to give it?
Do I get to say it?
Do it, Brick. Let's go.
You all are getting a brand new car.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you, Sir Chris.
You know what? It's not us, it's Dubai. Dubai gives back. Virgin Radio, Al Hub Tour Motors. We're honored to be able to give it to you, but all three of you get a brand new car. And Joe, you are in tears right now. Tell me how you're feeling.
Thank you so much. This is an answered prayer because let's not today's. Was my birthday, so this is my wish.
Well, God has answered your wish, darling. You have got a brand new car, Faisal. You're feeling emotional as well, Faisal, right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling very happy. This is the only my saving in my whole life. This is my car only. I earn some money to send my family, my brother, my daughter. I'm very happy, alhamdulillah. Thanks so much, dear.
God bless you, mate. Ibrahim, you're not a crier, but I see some eyes watering there, Ibrahim.
Yeah, I'm and so emotions now. I cannot explain what I am feeling right now. I have been saving up for about a year to get this car, and it all went in a blink of an eye. So,
my man. Well, listen, take those stresses away from all three of you. Virgin Radio, Al Hub Tour Motors. Giving you a car reach, and they're beautiful cars. They're brand new, insured, registered, and everything. All right, give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Dubai gives back live on Virgin Radio 104.4, man. Nothing better than this, I tell you. That's it for us. Thanks for hanging out with us. All those cars given away already today. Which is good.
So fun.
Tomorrow we'll try to give away more because we did announce another two as well, which is unbelievable. A total of 27 cars given away. But this morning was absolutely epic for all our car giveaways, which is great. We're back tomorrow. Okay, have yourselves a great day.
Yes, ready for the Friday show.
Eddie's up next playing all your favorite songs at the workplace from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. I'm not paying that fine. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.